Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station. But I feel like breaking out, having some good
time, breaking out, living some life. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. All right, let me give you the, what do we say, the lay of the land? Is that how you say that? We are going to tomorrow. So for the rest of the day, we're going to do a couple DDDs. Then we have Adam Hamill's going to be joining us. Now, if you're not sure who Adam is, this will really help you out. He is the CEO of Alive Solar and the perpetuator of Excalibur Roofing. So, you know, for those of you that do know, I have always had fantastic sponsors and people that have supported the show to such the degree. Excalibur Roofing was the first big sponsor we had, and then Adam has taken over, and Adam's a part of it now too, coming in after the procedure where they're kind of moving it in his direction. It's really just one of the coolest things, one of the few times in radio locally that happens. It's just like cool. Love stuff like that. Tomorrow. I won't sing. Tomorrow we're going to look at two very particular subjects. We're going to be talking about finding the will of God for our lives. Plus, we're going to be talking about prayer. And then on Friday, the first hour, we're going to talk about the pursuit of happiness, which I think is one of the best elements that we cover. And then robo-producer will be, even if the Dodgers win, robo-producer will be at the helm on Friday. Agent Squires is going to give him that last opportunity for the last show. And then we're going to cover a couple of special clips and go over a couple of little, memory kind of things. Memories, that kind of stuff. Don't forget, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. Also, if you had a really hard time or are having a really hard time in the faith, I mean it. Like, you're like, ugh, I just don't even know if I can carry on. Go to churchdisappointment.com or go to hisappointment.com or go to Amazon and type in David Spoon. The book is there. I think the electronic version is like $5.99. The book is like $9.95. which is like a dollar. We make like a dollar off of it after delivery, and then we take that money and put it into getting more books. And we've given a lot of books away. It's just what we like to do that. We think it's a very small price to pay for somebody to get a chance to really examine why that issue they went through or process they went through was so big. I went through it, and yet you're listening to me right now, so it tells you that it is not the end. So we encourage that. Last thing, if you are having a hankering, I don't know what hankering really is, but if you're having one and you want to hear some of the podcasts, davidspoon.com. We're going to promote that the last couple of days just because at some point it won't be on KPRZ. So we want you to be aware of that. Okay, let's get to our DDD, which we didn't get a chance to do, called Start to Finish. Start to Finish, Romans chapter 1, verse 16 through 17, some of our favorite texts. I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it, or because it, or in lieu of it, is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. For the gospel reveals the righteousness of God that comes by faith from start to finish, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. Love that. A lot of 116 preaching. I do it. It's the first sermon I ever taught. 116, not ashamed of the gospel. First, usually it's the first message I preach in any church that I'm planting or involved with, any ministry. But verse 17 does get overlooked quite a bit, and it has got a jewel, a diamond right in the middle of it. For the gospel reveals the righteousness of God that comes by faith from start to finish. From start to finish. First and foremost, in verse 16, I'm not ashamed. And by not ashamed, it means you're not embarrassed. If you're embarrassed to be a Christian, you have to examine your Christianity. If you are allowing the world to embarrass you because of their filthy, disgusting political correctness, which is actually progressive corruption, then you need to examine your faith to see if it's genuine. Your job as a Christian is not to yield to the world or acquiesce to the world, but stand for the truth, doing it in a loving fashion, the best you can. But even people who walked with Jesus didn't like Jesus because he told the truth. He didn't become worldly for their sake. Not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God. And we've mentioned this on multiple occasions because the gospel is the power of God. Let me help you in this whole witnessing concept. You save nobody. You don't save anybody. God's message saves people. That's the only saving agent that's taking place. I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God to everyone who believes. B-E-L-I-E-V-E-S, for the continual present action thereof. You don't get a one-time, one-moment belief and then abandon the faith and think you have a eternal life insurance policy in your back pocket. Doesn't work that way. Got to continually believe. There's no problem there. What's cool is that it is by faith, as verse 17 says, from start to finish. You don't start off in faith and then you pick it up. Now I'm going to do better. Now that I know so much more, I'm going to finish the thing off in the flesh. No. I started off in the spirit. Now I'm going to finish it by the law. No. Here's what the scripture says. Philippians 1:6. Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. From start to finish, all by faith, folks. Galatians 3:5. Therefore, the one supplying to you the Spirit and working miracles among you, is it out of the works of law or out of the hearing of faith? It's out of the hearing of faith. It's a pretty specific answer. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Hey, watch this. What does an author do? He writes the book. Got it. Or the play. Or the comic. I don't care. Whatever it is. He writes it. What does a finisher do? Let me explain to you baseball. You know what a closer is? That's a finisher. And Jesus is the author and the finisher. He starts it and he closes it. It starts with God and it ends with God. And salvation is almost, you can almost say it this way. In theological terms, it's the same as life. It starts with God, it ends with God. Your salvation starts with God, it ends with God. Yeah, you participate, but you don't author it and you don't finish it, because that faith from start to finish is how you righteously live with God by that faith. That's why scripture says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. For those who come to God must believe that he is, which means he exists. And a rewarder of those who seek him. He responds. It starts in him. That should bring such comfort to us. I can't tell you how many projects that I've tried to take over in my family, in my life, in my children's life, that I have devastated to the ground. I don't have a calculator big enough. I've taken over projects, and man, you know that expression? Yeah, okay. I think I've lived that. I don't want my salvation in my hands. Let me put it that way. I want, I like control. I mean, there's like most people have a control issue. I got it. But there's some things I just don't want in my hands. That is one of them. Because if it can get messed up, I will figure out a way to mess it up. So I'll leave that in God's hands, and I'll let it be that the righteousness of God comes by faith, and it's from start to finish regarding faith, and it lives in faith, and I need to live in faith because that's the vehicle God has chosen for me to engage with him in. And that is good enough for me because it takes all the pressure off of me. So I just trust in him. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere. Is this your presence that I feel? Is this you? Is this you?
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
Join the new and improved K-Praise fan club.
Subscribe to receive daily devotionals. Be the first to know about crazy price mall deals. Receive exclusive invitations to free movie screenings. Sign up for your chance to win free new books from your favorite authors. And get first bids on contests to win cool stuff like free passes to community events, gift cards to local restaurants, and much more.
Subscribe to become a member today by visiting kprz.com or download the KPRZ mobile app to tap the app and receive new and improved K-Praise Fan Club benefits and exclusive mobile app contests.
It's easy to subscribe too. No need to create a new password with hundreds of special characters, a number, and a capital letter. You can subscribe using your social media profile. It's that easy.
Join the new and improved K-Praise Fan Club.
Learn more by visiting kprz.com or download the KPRZ mobile app to tap the app to receive the new and improved K-Praise Fan Club benefits and exclusive mobile app contests.
Come and hear Greg Laurie in Oceanside.
The church is a place that says to anyone, you can believe and become a part of the family of God.
Pastor Greg Laurie is coming to Oceanside for a special event on Sunday, November 5th. Join him at 12 noon for the kickoff of Life Point Church, led by his friend and fellow pastor, Mark Finnegan.
Join Pastor Greg Laurie and me on Sunday, November 5th, as he gives a special message to help launch Life Point Church in Oceanside. Bring your Bible, bring an open heart, and bring your family and friends, and let's see what the Lord will do.
Hear a special message by Pastor Greg Laurie at the inaugural Sunday service of Life Point Church.
We all have a part to play.
Don't miss this special event at the new Life Point Church in Oceanside, pastored by Mark Finnegan. Greg Laurie is the special guest Sunday, November 5th at 12 noon. For more details, visit lifepoint.city, not.com, lifepoint.city.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people. They're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020. That's 800-518-4020.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I got Adam Hamill just hanging out. He's going to hang out for this segment, then we're going to talk afterwards. You're going to find out about Alive Solar, what they're doing, what's going on, what Adam is seeing, what Adam is praying for, what they're looking for, what they can use from you as an audience and as people that support the Christian community and businesses in the Christian community. We will get to that very, very shortly, but not till this segment's done, because Again, this is the second part of a DDD that I was going to do yesterday, but then, like we said, because we love him, Steve Wheeler walked in and went, it's today, right? And so that was wrong. So now we're just finishing what we didn't do yesterday. You have to love Steve. I mean, he's just a great guy, but he was all discombobulated because his wife left town. And you can come up with a lot of different things and say all this different stuff, but I've known Steve for like 4 years. We've been doing stuff together. He's the guy that fills in for me, and you should have seen him. He just came in from Canada. They got together. She was going to have to leave in the airport early in the morning, so they just got a hotel, and then she's already gone. He didn't get any sleep, and he walked in, and it pretty much looked like somebody hit him with a truck. So I love him, but without his wife, Coral, it doesn't work very good. Okay, getting that out of the way, do not forget, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com, your time is getting tighter to do that. I'm just pointing that out. So after today, we have Thursday, and then we have Friday. And then for those that need to hear some of the stuff in the past, you can go to davidspoon.com. We're going to keep the pods up for a long time, which is a nice way of saying if you really feel like you're missing something, you're welcome to check it out. We'll keep all our sponsors on there, all of our guests, all the things that have gone on. The only thing we didn't put on there are the appeals because those are very time specific. Okay. Where should my binoculars focus? My wife, best friend in the universe, I'd say about 12 years ago, decided, for Christmas, I want a pair of binoculars. Now, for me, I thought, that's cheap. I can do that. Being Jewish, getting into Christmas, I'm thinking, yeah, I can pull that off. That works. So I got her a pair of binoculars. And it's funny because we have actually used those binoculars like 100 times. It's like amazing what you would use, not thinking it would be that important. But binoculars help you focus. They help you see something up close and clear. They are, ironically, they are the very instrument that Satan uses against us, but flips them around. So the big things appear small, the small things appear big, and he's, you know, kind of a, you know, Meshuggah when he does that, but that's what happens. But when we use binoculars properly, how should we do our focus? And here's the passage, Psalm 146, verse 3. Do not trust in princes. In mortal man, in whom there is no salvation. Okay, before we get roll in and try and get real overly spiritual, do not trust in princes, which are people in authority, in mortal man in whom there is no salvation. That doesn't mean you despise authority, but what this is talking about is that full heart lean, where you're like, yeah, all my confidence is here. And it's easy for not just Americans, but for anybody to put all of their chips in somebody's bag. But scripture is like, don't put all your chips in a human bag. Because inevitably, unless it's the Lord Jesus Christ, you're going to get fried. You're going to get hurt. So what people will do, and they've been doing it for a year, I mean, I'm not like terribly old, but I'm able to watch television and listen to radio and get on the internet and read magazines and newspapers, though not very often. But the idea is that everybody is just, from a political angle, this is the new guru of this. This is the guru, and everybody's, oh, and if it's on the Democratic side, it's this guru, and if it's on the Republican side, it's this guru. Independents are this one. Okay. How often have we been disappointed in that decision? I just count it. Pull your hands out. All right, then take your shoes off. Count your toes. All right, start using somebody else's fingers because it gets up there. Not just political. I want to make sure you understand that. Any person of influence in the celebrity format. So people in films, people in sports. Some of these people are great people. Some of them are genuine, faith, God-directed people. But if you put their your chips, so to speak, if you put your focus there, if you have this deep leaning trust on them, they're still people. I'm saved. From a technical term, I've been saved, I'm being saved, and I will be saved. If you're going to get into the theology of it. But I'm still a sinner saved. So there is this part of me that goes, yeah, I know me. And because I know me, hey, not that confident. How about the media? Again, most people think, well, he's talking about MSNBC. That's what most people, you know, will think. Or, you know, he's talking about CNN or Fox News or PBS or ABC or CBS or NBC or any of their above. It's like, no, I'm talking about any media that's generated by humanity. Period. Because the best we can do is communication with sin, trying to fight the sin out of it. And if they're not Christians, yeah, I mean, it's like there's no chance. But how about this? Because we've talking about that world. How about this world? What about the so-called spiritual giants of the church? How many times has a pastor, a leader, a teacher, a motivator crashed? That doesn't mean that they don't love Jesus. There's nobody saying that. But you can't put all of your heart leanings there. You can't put it in Christian radio. You can't put it in this show. You can't put it in me. You can't put it in anybody. There's no person that you can lean on that way. There is only the Lord. And that's the only place that you can do that, where you can pull that full trust, that full lean, and not be disappointed. In the rest of Psalm 146, I was just using verse 3. I just want to give you these six little things that pop up after verse 3. I don't want to read all the verses because I only have a minute, so I don't have time. But listen to these six things the Lord does after this portion. It says, the Lord sets the captive free. He opens the eyes of the blind. He raises up those who are down. The Lord loves, the Lord protects, and the Lord reigns. Now see, those are all things I can get behind. All right, I'm on that all day long, because if I put my confidence in me, I'm going to mess it up. We're going to be going to Texas, and we have these opportunities. Here's what I know for sure. If I do this in my power, I'll be back in a week. Okay? Pretty simple. Yet, I believe the Lord has made it clear, this is the way, walk ye in it. And that's why we're stepping, and that's why we're doing it. Now, there's some great benefits there, and, you know, I get to influence my children and my grandchildren, so there's a lot of cool things that go with it. But ultimately, my wife and I believe this is what the Lord wants, and we do our full lean the best we can there. And if we're wrong, we just pray that if we're otherwise minded, he would show us. We're totally cool with that. Don't put it in the hands of man. Put it in the hands of God. You will not be disappointed. All right, we're going to take a short break, come back, talk to Adam. It'll be a lot of fun. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station, here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance.
Join the Christian resistance. Listen to What's Right, What's Left on K-Praise weeknights 10 to midnight with Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders and Double X.
Coming to you live from Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
For over four decades, Pastor Sanders has been reaching millions worldwide with his informative, powerful, truthful scripture and liberty program. Check out how to participate live, on air, at kprz.com. Meanwhile, listen pre-recorded weeknights at 10.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance.
Join the Christian resistance. Listen to What's Right, What's Left on K-Praise weeknights 10 to midnight with Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders and Double X on AM 1210 K-Praise.
HelpWantedSanDiego.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, why have you been shredding for hours?
The boss said we should cut costs, Mr. Employee of the Month.
How does this cut costs?
These are the expense reports for the whole year.
You shredded them all?
Thanks to me, our expenses this year are zero.
If you don't mind hiring Daves, go to the national job boards. They may be free, but trust us, they'll cost you. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. HelpWantedSanDiego.com. Local jobs that work. HelpWantedSanDiego.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, are you stealing from the vending machine?
No, Mr. Employee of the Month.
Well, your desk is littered with, like, hundreds of snacks.
I merely exposed a loophole by reaching my arm through the flap thingy. Does that sound like stealing to you?
Yes.
Granola bar?
If you don't mind hiring Daves, go to the national job boards. They may be free, but trust us, they'll cost you. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. HelpWantedSanDiego.com. Local jobs that work.
Don't you wish there was an app that was for Christians? An app that was private and safe? An app that lets you build your own personal prayer circle containing only the people you know and love? An app that not only lets you share prayer requests, but also provides daily inspiration from Scripture. Now there is Christian Prayer Power, the smartphone app for Christians, made by Christians for Christians. It's free to download and free for 30 days. See if you like it. We respect your privacy and the importance of prayer in your life, so we'll never sell your information and we never make you watch ads. Christian Prayer Power is available for iPhones and Android phones. Download Christian Prayer Power now. It's free to download and free for 30 days. See if you like it. Christian Prayer Power, the smartphone app for Christians.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
For you have made me safe, and I pray.
Joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. If you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. As we've told you before, if you don't know what email is, well, they have invented dirt, so that's a good thing to remember. The weather outside is frightful. That's your weather report.
Agent Squires doesn't like that. Okay.
Well, it's frightful. It's like, it looks cold. All right. So Adam Hamill's in house with us, and we were just talking. And just as I was talking to Adam, who, by the way, is the legacy perpetuator for Excalibur Roofing. You don't have to know what that means. It's not a legal term. It's a made-up term, right? Is that
exactly.
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 It just turns out that the landlord, and I just remember this, so I just told Adam, the landlord that's in the house that we're going to in Texas happens to know Adam, which is like,
we go way back.
It's a small little universe when God's hand is underneath it all. How you doing, by the way?
Really well, thanks. Yeah, how are you?
I'm doing well.
An eventful week around here.
Very, very eventful. A lot of stuff going on. A lot of, it's sad and happy kind of at the same time. Talk to me a little bit about Alive Solar. What's going on with you guys? What are you doing? Where's it heading? Where are you hoping it's heading? What's taking place?
Sure. Well, gosh, so much is going on. We started doing roofing back in June. So that's been a big part of what's been going on over the last few months, is just getting into the groove of being a solar and roofing contractor as opposed to just a solar contractor. And that's going really well. We're just about to come into the busy season for roofing. Everyone's, we're starting to get those phone calls now. Hey, the rain is coming. I need my roof fixed quickly. So, call soon, because obviously it gets crazy when the rain starts coming down. But solar industry is very much in flux right now. It's just been a crazy, crazy time for the solar industry. So we're actually trying to bring in a new amazing product from Japan at the moment, which is kind of exciting, but also comes with its own set of headaches. And we have a major rush at the end of the year because everyone's trying to get their projects done in 2017 so they get the tax credit right away in 2018. So it's our busy season right now.
So, and just let's talk about that product from Japan. Is this a new solar technology that's coming out from Japan? I mean, is that what it is? Is it something different?
Well, our big differentiator has always been the technology we've sold. It's a dramatically different type of solar technology. Everyone else sells crystalline silicon, basically, which is, you know, it's an okay product. What we sell is better and different, works in a different way. This is actually a larger manufacturer of that same product. There's some questions that have kind of come over the manufacturer we've been working with. We aren't able to get supply. We had problems on and off. And so we're moving over to this new manufacturer in hopes that they'll be able to be much more consistent. And we have, you know, a stopgap measure in place. If somebody needs solar today, we've got a product we can sell them that's fantastic with a, you know, unmatched warranty. But we're trying to always be one step ahead of the game and stay ahead of the curve on things and things that are hopefully exempt from this new trade tariff that'll be placed on Chinese solar products.
I would just think from a technology point of view, solar would continually be growing in advance. I mean, it's not like, oh, okay, we made the car. Now we're never going to do anything to improve it. Right. Take a look at 1930 and then take a look at the cars now, which are practically they can fly. I mean, it's just like it's a big difference. So that technology has to keep growing, too.
Well, that's true to an extent, but less than you'd think.
Really?
It's really interesting. The panels that most people are buying today are very, very similar to the panels that went up to space in 1967. It's just that they now cost, you know, 50 cents a watt or less, whereas back then they were like $1 million a watt.
Wow.
So what we've really just seen is a big, big change in you know, scalability and pricing. And there will be some amazing developments in technology. There are things you could do now that are incredible. And if I could sell you one solar panel that was enough power for your whole house, of course you'd want it, but not if it cost you $1 million.
Right.
So that's really the problem. And it'll take probably 30 years before we see the major, major kind of technological leap that will bring us a more cost-effective product than what's available today.
All right. A couple things I do want people to know. AliveSolar.com. That's the website. So they can go to the website and to touch base and tell me if this is the right number. If I give the wrong number, go, wrong. But 760-877-4759. Is that correct?
That is perfect.
Okay, so I'm 2 for 2. If I did that in baseball, I'd be making $36 million a year. All right, so in that, you guys are also doing the roofing process. And by the way, those that are familiar with Excalibur Roofing, if you understand the quality of people that we've been dealing with for years and years and years, 5 years, you'll understand the quality of person that Adam is. You'll understand that these guys are, we would say, peas in a pod, although I'm not sure where that comes from, so I'm just going to let that go. But the idea is that you guys are there and committed, and now you're really stepping into that arena as the need for roofing grows in San Diego as we're now November, December, January. Oh, look, I have a skylight. Oh, look, I didn't put one in. This is a problem.
Right. Right. Absolutely.
So yeah. What do they need to know about the roofing end of things? Anything in particular?
You know, roofing, in some ways, it's pretty straightforward, but there's a big, big difference. And the reason why we wanted to do this, take on these guys, this crew, this specific group of people, is because they do the best work we've seen. We've been on a lot of roofs. So, yeah, there are a lot of people that can service your roof, but the quality of the job, the materials that are used, those are the things that make it last. And, you know, it's one of those things, yeah, you could save a couple bucks now, but if you put on a roof that lasts 5 years as opposed to 30 years, was it worth it? Probably not. So it's all a matter of getting the job done right, and that's what we do. And it's in customer service, which is on the solar side and the roofing side. Customer is always first. We want you to have an amazing experience. We want you to tell all of your friends about us, and that's not going to happen if you're not thrilled with what we do for you. So right through the business, roofing, solar, both sides, it's all about the customer.
I love that you are, you know, because you have been involved with solar, that you're actually able to distinguish on the roofs what's quality and what's not. If you think about it, people would never think in those terms. Like, if you didn't have a solar company, you wouldn't think in those terms.
Sure.
But because you're on roofs, you know what's good and you know what's best. Like,
well, absolutely.
This is not great. Oh, this is fantastic. You wouldn't know that.
Exactly. And you wouldn't believe some of the things we've seen. It really is.
That is a scary thought.
It can be.
So with the solar and the roofing, does as you merge these and you're covering both ends, because you're doing the consultation installation, solar, roofing, does one emerge in front of the other, or is that just only from a time point of seasonal point of view? How does that work?
Yeah, there definitely is sort of a seasonality aspect to both businesses. You know, sort of the busy season for roofing picks up just as things slow down for solar. So business-wise, that'll be interesting. Hopefully keep things a bit more consistent throughout the year. The crews for now are separate. We have sort of our solar crews and our roofing crews. And sometimes the roofing crew will come in and do a roof and the solar guys will follow on right after. So the businesses are really complementary. And yeah, to an extent, they are sort of, you know, separate, you know, kind of managed and run a little bit separately, but the synergies are great. And it's probably a lot more efficient really to run them both together than it would have been to run them separately. So a lot of synergies there. And I think eventually we'll probably end up cross training guys to do some of each. And there a couple times we'll grab a couple of the roofers to come help the solar crew when we need it. I think they're complementary in that way for sure.
Is solar easier now because you've done solar longer, and so roofing is more like, here we go, we're going into the roofing realm, or is it because roofing is straightforward, it's not as complex?
You know, roofing is new for me, but roofing isn't new for any of the people who are actually doing the roofing. So that's maybe important to, and we're general contractors. So, you know, we've always been able to do more than just solar, but we've really kind of, added roofing to, you know, what we specialize in. Those guys are very much specialists in what they do. And I don't know if I'd say roofing is simple. Me being kind of new to it, I don't know if I'd say it's simple. I couldn't go, you know, personally myself, probably sit the C39 test today and pass it, but I've probably got a whole group of employees on that side of the company who all could.
Right.
Because they are experts and they've been doing this for a long time. So for me, a bit of a learning curve, but I've brought in people who, you know, who are managing that side of the business, who know exactly what they're doing.
All right, so you took this over and you added this on in June. So now we're in the end of October, so we're in November. Is this one of the most, more challenging elements? Because, you know, once you got into solar, then you started to kind of get a niche, and you probably really start to, it's kind of like the radio thing. You do it, you do a couple shows, you do a couple months, you do it for a while, and then you start to kind of feel your way through. So does this then become challenging? Not that you can't do it. I mean, everybody knows your capability, but is it more like that career challenging? Because now you have to run a bigger company, essentially.
Sure.
With bigger crews.
I would say the biggest challenge has been just that, just the sheer growth. I mean, it was essentially an overnight doubling of the size of the company. And that has been a challenge. Now, the other aspects of, you know, all these new suppliers and everything, there was a little bit of logistical challenge there. But the fact that we were kind of inheriting a lot of really great relationships with great suppliers helped a lot. The fact that we were bringing on a lot of expertise in the form of Mike, who is our roofing manager, he essentially handles all that. So that's been a real godsend in the sense of, you know, me not having to learn and do all that because I'm already doing the job of 2 to 3 people. So having a guy to handle that has been just phenomenal. And he does a fantastic job. He's the customer. When you call and you get a roofing quote, Mike's the guy you'll talk to. He is a true expert and a professional.
Yeah. So what's good is that if he wasn't there, you'd be doing the work of 5 or 6 people. Now you're just doing 2 or 3 people.
If he wasn't there, we wouldn't be doing this at all.
Okay. Got it. All right. I'm going to take a short break. I do want you to know AliveSolar.com. AliveSolar.com. Now that's for solar and for roofing. And their phone number is 760-877-4759. Take a short break and then come back. More with Adam. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Don't go anywhere.
National and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
You're investing, right? What about in your marriage?
If you really are serious about marriage, you really have to
invest.
The weekend of remembrance just allows you to tune that marriage up.
It's like the maintenance.
We view the weekend to remember as our weekend for us.
So get away and do something great for your marriage at Family Life's Weekend to Remember. Coming to La Jolla, November 17th.
It's a great investment to get away. Don't miss out on it.
Visit weekendtoremember.com for more details.
You've heard about E. coli's safe and effective methods to rid your home of bugs and termites. Well, now you can be pest-free all year long with their maintenance and warranty programs. Here's Sue Freeze from E. coli to tell us how it works.
Our pest control program gives you regular treatments and a price that's easy on the budget. It's very effective at keeping insects out of your home and controlled in your yard.
Well, that's just exactly what we want, and your termite warranty is preferred by homeowners.
That's because after an initial inspection and treatment to keep termites away, for an annual fee, we give you a yearly inspection, and if we find any evidence of termites, we treat the affected area free of charge. That can save you a lot of money.
All of us want that, Sue, and we could count on E. coli Termite Pest Control Services to keep our home pest-free year-round. So call Sue at E. coli, 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS.
Or log on to termitelady.com, termitelady.com.
E. coli, powerful termite and pest control.
As gentle as a butterfly.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
Attention! More and more Californians are finding out that they or a loved one are not properly prepared for retirement. But it doesn't have to be that way. Retirement Wellness Radio airs right here on K-Praise, weekday evenings at 8 p.m. Your host, Yvette, and her expert guests will help educate you on Medicare, long-term care, and how you can be better prepared. Tune in at 8 p.m. every weekday evening and start vetting your financial future with Yvette.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Kind of hard to believe that after this segment, there will only be two more shows. Is that incredible? I don't think I'll get emotional tomorrow because it's a really intensified teaching kind of time. But Friday, I should be a good mess. I'm thinking that's probably a good time at that point. Or not, and then I'll go home and decompress. After 5 years of doing, 2 hours a day, I think we know we're over 6,000 DDDs in that time, which is, that's a lot. All right, we're hanging out with Adam Hamill. Now, why it's important to understand Adam's connection to everything is his connection to Excalibur Roofing, my first genuine, real in-house sponsor, which is like amazing. And then Adam is working with Eric and Ingrid and has become the legacy perpetuator for Excalibur Roofing. Figure that one out. That's a good one. And then additionally, just the most bizarre thing is we're moving to Texas and he just happens to know very well my future landlord, which technically is the landlord, but future because we're not there yet. And so it's just one of those, divine appointment here, divine appointment here, small weave here, small weave here. And so we're thrilled to have them. AliveSolar.com, 760-877-4759. What are you looking for? What will help you that you can communicate to our audience that you would be good for you, roof-wise, solar-wise, life-wise?
Sure. Well, first of all, as we were talking about this ahead of time, It never crossed my mind when talking about business that I could ask for prayer, but given who your audience is, that is definitely the first and foremost thing I would ask for is prayer. You know, for me personally and for the business, anyone out there who runs a business or who has run a business will understand it is always a challenge. It's a challenge to make time for God, for life, for family, and just to keep all things in proper perspective. So by all means, if you could pray for us, we would greatly, greatly appreciate it. Beyond that, you know, we're always looking for new customers. We're always looking to continue our relationship with existing customers. If you have a roof from Excalibur and you haven't talked to somebody about solar, we would love to talk to you about solar. Give us a call. I'll come down. I'll meet with you. I'll explain to you all the ins and outs, explain how we do it differently. If you know anybody, if you've got a neighbor and you see another solar company's truck out in front of their house, oh my goodness, please try to get us in there to talk to them. There are 1,000 companies doing what we do, but I strongly believe we're selling a better product in a better way, and typically for a much, much lower price. So please get us in there. And roofing is the same thing. I mean, roofing is pretty straightforward. If you need a roof, give us a call. If your roof is leaking, if your roof is old, give us a call. If you need a roof and you need solar, we can basically bundle them together. All under a solar contract. You're getting a 30% tax credit on the whole amount. We can finance it all together. There are a lot of ways we can do it, but really that's it. We're always looking for referrals. We have a $500 referral bonus program. If you send us somebody, we actually give you a gift card. So
if they send you somebody and they haven't gotten the solar, but they send somebody directly to you, is that still
exactly
applicable?
Anyone who calls us, the very first question I ask is, how did you hear about us? Because we only work by referral. What we do here is really the only advertising we do. We only work by referral. So
buddy,
exactly. So
right.
We ask, you know, how did you hear about us? And we thank that person accordingly, when the job is completed.
That is cool.
Yeah.
That is cool. And it's funny because when you first came on, you were running into people from Excalibur Roofing, and they were like, oh, David Smith, and then there was those connections. I think that's just that's more of the weave.
Absolutely.
I love stuff like
that.
It's
amazing.
I just love it when the Lord's doing it and you can kind of watch it and just be blessed by it. I just think that's the greatest stuff. So here, I do want people to know, Adam, a diligent believer, you only have a minute and a half. So it's almost impossible to do, but run through 20 years in a minute and a half. I mean, run through your test if you can, just real fast.
Sure. Well, yeah, really quickly, I was raised in a Christian home and in a Christian school, went to church all my life, but there was definitely a make or break point toward the end of high school for me, where I realized that just doing these things doesn't really mean anything. And we all have to make a choice whether we'll live our lives for God or whether we'll live our lives for ourselves. And even though I can sort of look to a point where that happened, and there were definitely some really strong influencers in my life who helped me take that jump, it's also a decision that I feel like we have to continue to make every day, to put God first and to choose to put ourselves last in a sense, and just look for really His best in our lives and in the lives of everyone around us. And it never stops being a challenge. I like to say to a lot of people, I first became a believer or accepted Christ when I was, you know, about 4 years old. And in a lot of ways, it made more sense then than it does now. Because, man, life makes things pretty confusing. But, man, when I was 4 years old, I knew exactly what I wanted to do when that choice was posed to me. So, you know, if anything, I'd say it's been a very, very interesting journey that only gets more interesting with time. But, it's been, 34 years or so.
Yeah.
And it honestly gets more and more interesting and exciting as time goes by. And I feel like in some ways the journey is still just beginning.
Yeah. And in many ways it is.
Yeah.
Because you're in that earlier phase. So the next trillion years, though, that ought to be interesting. All right. AliveSolar.com. 760-877-4759. Adam Hamill. Do him a favor. Pray for him. Guide people that way. You will not be sorry, as you have not, hopefully, been sorry listening to this show. All right. Great job, Adam. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a 22-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.